Thanks for joining me as we spend a few minutes in God's presence, encountering His heart, listening to His voice, and being transformed. Our scripture today is from the book of John, chapter 20, verses 19 to 23. And make sure you're comfortable and you've let go of the things that are really stressing you to the best of your ability, that you're able to relax in God's presence and be still. Your body be still as well as your mind, so we can encounter Him. Holy Spirit, thank You for calling me, for being my constant companion. In this space and in this time, help me to hear You, and may I leave this time changed. When we do Lectio, I'll read the scripture three times. Each time I'll leave a pause of about 2.5 to 3 minutes for you to hear God's voice. Remember, it's God's voice that you want to hear, not mine. My voice is just reading the scripture. But it's God's word that I'm reading, and He speaks through us, to us, through His word. So when I read it the first time, notice in the quiet, is there any word or phrase that jumps out at you? This is just something to remember and hold on to. I kind of think of it as having the words printed on my hand, right? I'm just kind of looking at them. I don't have to explore them or think how they fit or try to do something with them. I'm just noticing them in that time, kind of letting them, yeah. I just think of them as written on my hands. So here we go. John 20, 19 to 23. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being shut where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When He had said this, He showed them His hands and His side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent Me, even so I send you." And when He had said this, He breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." I'm going to read the scripture again, this time from the Message version. And in the quiet, after I read it, notice how the word or phrase connects to your life. Your past, your present, your fears, your hopes, your dreams. You can explore it through your senses. Let your mind kind of wander. Let God lead it. You don't have to work hard for this. If you don't see a connection, just rest and wait and notice if God should bring something to mind. Later on that day, the disciples had gathered together, but fearful of the Jews, had locked all the doors in the house. Jesus entered, stood among them, and said, "Peace to you." Then he showed them his hands and side. The disciples, seeing the master with their own eyes, were exuberant. Jesus repeated his greeting, "Peace to you. Just as the Father sent me, I send you." Then he took a deep breath and breathed into them. "Receive the Holy Spirit," he said. "If you forgive someone's sins, they are gone for good. If you don't forgive sins, what are you going to do with them?" I'm going to read the scripture a third time, and this time in the quiet. Notice that there is an invitation from God, not something that you're going to do with it or the way you're going to necessarily. I mean, I suppose it could be that way, but it's really easy for us to go, "Oh, I'm going to use this," or "I understand it this way," or "I'm going to teach somebody else about this," or "I'm going to share it with someone else." And it's really about how does this, the invitation you're looking for, is a way God's inviting you for your life to be transformed. Which is a lot harder because it's really easy to keep it up in our brains and be like, "Oh, I learned this new thing." But he's really saying, take this new thing and be changed. Become more like me. So allow that, if you can, Allow that to settle into how you can be different, how you can be transformed within yourself in this time of knowing God a little better and encountering his heart through Lectio and hearing his voice. John 20:19-23. On the evening of that first day after the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he had said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." And now the time for noticing and connecting and inviting is done, and it's time just to rest in God's presence. So make sure that you're relaxed again, and let your mind slow down and just know that you're in God's company, that he has his arms around you, that when you breathe in, you're breathing the breath that he gives you. He is so close. Within you and without you and surrounding you. that you can just breathe his breath in. Gently connect with your breath again and slowly bring your awareness back to the room, moving from inner experience to outer experience. Give yourself some time of transition between these moments of contemplative depth and your everyday life. Consider taking a few minutes to journal about what you've experienced in your prayer. By your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, go with God.